it's Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW. In my last Art Talk, I mentioned an amazing rare painting by Gustav Klimt of a pregnant naked woman, which is proudly displayed at the National Gallery of Canada, Ottawa. Following the broadcast, my report along with images were posted to the KCRW website, Huffington Post, and Facebook. To my surprise, I got a note from Facebook that this image was removed due to a violation of community standards. Now, I want you to look at this image on KCRW website and tell me, unless you are kindergarteners, are you offended? By what? By her nakedness or by her pregnancy? Indeed, it's an extremely rare and direct presentation of pregnancy in a major work of art. Yes, once upon a time, in a polite society, it was totally inappropriate to use the word pregnancy. Instead, a pregnant woman was referred to as being in an interesting state. So, my friends, are we back in the 18th century? And talking about censorship, last week, in another surprising instance of censorship, we learned that the Guggenheim Museum pulled three major works from their current exhibition due to pressure from animal rights supporters who marched outside the museum demanding cruelty-free exhibitions. In one of the videos, Dogs That Cannot Touch Each Other, one can see two dogs ready to attack each other but unable to do so due to harnesses. It's definitely not a pleasant video to watch, but as an artistic statement, it reminds me about so much violence that we hear and learn about every day. Think about the hundreds, if not thousands, of images of the crucifixion in the museums around the world. Take a look at this image of Jesus Christ, painted by German Renaissance painter Matthias Grunewald. Should Christians demand that museums remove from display all such images that show violence against humanity? And now, back to nudity and sex. In 2001, a crowd-drawing traveling exhibition Picasso Erotique traveled from Paris to Montreal and then to Barcelona, but it never made its way to any American museums. None of them had the guts, or should I say balls, to bring the show to us. But here is amusing news coming from, of all places, Paris. Due to pressure from the protesters, officials at the Louvre Museum have withdrawn from display in the Tuileries Gardens a large sculpture by the Dutch and art design collective Atelier van Lieshout for being sexually explicit. So, here is more homework for you, my friends. Take a look at the picture of this large-scale architectural structure depicting a sexual encounter. It's definitely a more abstract than realistic artistic depiction of the act. And would you agree that it comes across with a good sense of humor? So, is it the end of the world as we know it, if even our French friends, so liberated and culturally advanced, are afraid of art erotique? It's been Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW.